With its vast array of habitats, it's not surprising to find that Louisiana is teeming with wildlife. From tiny insects to the immensely powerful American alligator, with thousands of animals in the state, you are sure to come across some wherever you are. Snakes are particularly abundant, and there are around 50 different species in the state, including 7 that are venomous. A lot of these are brown, so you're probably wondering how to identify them, so let's discover some of the brown snakes in Louisiana. 1. Diamond-backed water snake, Neurotia rhombifer. The first snake on the list is the diamond-backed water snake, which lives statewide in slow-moving bodies of freshwater, such as swamps, streams, and lakes. Diamond-backed water snakes are typically 30 to 48 inches long and have brown bodies. They also have a dark brown chain-like pattern which forms diamond-shaped markings on their back. Diamond-backed water snakes are not venomous but will hiss and sometimes bite when they are threatened. They are sometimes misidentified as other snakes, particularly rattlesnakes or venomous cottonmouths. 2. Copperhead, Acastrodon contortrix. The first venomous brown snake in Louisiana is the copperhead. These snakes are typically 20 to 37 inches long and have a tan to pinkish-brown colored body. They also have dark brown hourglass-shaped markings with lighter colored centers. Copperheads live in woodlands and forests right across the state, with the exception of areas where there are a lot of permanent swamps. Although they are venomous, copperheads have fairly mild venom and are not particularly aggressive, meaning that bites from them are rarely fatal for healthy adults. 3. Pinewoods litter snake, Radinia flavellata. Next, we have the Pinewoods litter snake, which is a critically endangered snake within Louisiana. Pinewoods litter snakes live in pine flatwoods and hardwood forests but only occur in the Florida parishes of Livingston and St. Tammany. They are small snakes at only 8 to 15 inches long and are a reddish-brown color on their dorsal side with a lighter-colored belly. They also have yellow or white lips, which is why they are also known as the yellow-lipped snake. Pinewoods litter snakes possess small fangs at the rear of their mouth and are mildly venomous to their prey but are not considered to be dangerous to humans. Instead, they prey on small animals such as frogs, salamanders, lizards, and other small snakes. 4. Smooth earth snake, Virginia valeriae. One of the smallest snakes in the state is undoubtedly the smooth earth snake, which is only 7 to 10 inches long. Smooth earth snakes are completely harmless and prey only on earthworms, slugs, and insects. They have reddish-brown bodies with small black dots on their head and smooth dorsal scales. Smooth earth snakes live in woodlands and forests where they can bury themselves in the leaf litter. They occur in the Florida parishes and upland regions of northern and central Louisiana. 5. Decay's brown snake, Stereria decayi. Another small and harmless brown snake in Louisiana is Decay's brown snake, which is only 9 to 13 inches long. These snakes have light brown bodies with a light stripe down their back and a few black spots on either side of it. Decay's brown snakes are found across the state and live mainly in wetland and forest areas. They are shy, nocturnal snakes and prefer to hide away in the leaf litter, meaning they are rarely seen. As they are so small, they only prey on small animals such as slugs and earthworms. 6. Louisiana pine snake, Pituophis ruthveni. Another endangered snake is the Louisiana pine snake, which is endemic to only eastern Texas and the western central region of Louisiana. Louisiana pine snakes live in open pine forests with well-drained sandy soil. They rely heavily on Baird's pocket gophers both as a source of food and as a place to live, as they frequently inhabit their burrows. Louisiana pine snakes are large snakes at 48 to 59 inches long and have yellow or tan bodies with large black or brown blotches on them. They are not venomous but often hiss loudly when they are threatened. They also lay the largest eggs and produce the largest hatchlings of any North American snake. Their eggs are 5 inches by 2 inches and the hatchlings are between 18 and 22 inches long. 7. Southeastern crown snake, Tantilla coronata. A snake with a particularly distinctive appearance is the southeastern crown snake, which has a light brown body and a black head. They also have a lighter ring of yellow or cream which divides their head and neck. Southeastern crown snakes are only 8 to 10 inches long and are rarely seen due to their secretive nature. They live in flatwoods and pine forests, and often burrow into the sandy soil. Southeastern crown snakes are an endangered species in Louisiana and only occur in the southern parishes. They are not venomous and feed only on small animals such as earthworms and insects. 8. Flat-headed snake, Tantilla gracilis. Yet another small snake is the flat-headed snake, which is only 5 to 9 inches long. Flat-headed snakes are a pale tan color on their upper side and a reddish-brown color on their belly. Their head is also slightly darker than the rest of their body. Flat-headed snakes live in upland pine forests in the northern and central regions of the state. However, they do not occur in the Mississippi River floodplain. Given their small size, they pose no threat to humans and prey only on a range of insects and centipedes. 9. Timber rattlesnake, Crotalus horridus. Another venomous brown snake in Louisiana is the timber rattlesnake, which reaches lengths of between 36 and 60 inches. They have dark brown bodies which are overlaid with a series of dark brown to black crossband markings. Timber rattlesnakes are regarded as one of the most dangerous snakes in the state due to their high venom yield and long fangs. They occur across the entire state, although they are not as common in the southwest region. They mainly inhabit forests and rocky hillsides, although females can often be found sunning themselves on rocky outcrops that are commonly called quat, basking knollsquat. 10. Prairie kingsnake, Lampropeltis caligaster. Also known as the yellow-bellied kingsnake, the prairie kingsnake has a light brown body with dark brown blotches. They also have a white or gray belly with darker markings and are 30 to 40 inches long. Prairie kingsnakes live in pine flatwoods and upland forests in the western half of the state. They are not venomous and mainly prey on rodents, lizards, and small snakes. However, they are known for their ability to mimic rattlesnakes by vibrating their tail when they are under threat. 11. Eastern diamondback rattlesnake, Crotalus adamantius. Another large, venomous snake is the eastern diamondback rattlesnake, which ranges between 25 and 90 inches long. Eastern diamondback rattlesnakes are light to tan brown with darker brown diamond-shaped markings. They are an endangered species within the state and occur only within the eastern parishes of St. Tammany, Tangipahoa, and Washington. They prefer open pinelands and scrubland and prey mainly on rodents. Like the timber rattlesnake, they are highly venomous and are classed as being extremely dangerous. 12. Coachwhip, Mysticifus flagellum. The final snake we're going to talk about is the coachwhip, which is typically 50 to 72 inches long. Coachwhips have a unique appearance as they are usually a dark brown or black at their head end and gradually lighten to a light tan color at the tail. They have smooth scales, but the pattern of the scales on their tail, along with their color, gives them the appearance of a braided coachwhip, and is the reason they are so named. Coachwhips are not venomous, but they can be highly aggressive and will readily strike if they are threatened. They live in pine flatwoods and scrubland but only occur in the Florida parishes, upland regions on northern and central Louisiana, and in flatwoods to the west of Lake Charles.